You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Here's Jimmy Cagney. George M. Cohan. Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of God.
Melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
Hurrah, hurrah, we're going to jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a ghost or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Valley Forge. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it liberty.
To symbolize the spirit.
Right!
The spirit of freedom.
Right again!
The spirit that gives birth to America.
Hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy! You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey, hey, ever hear of wiping your feet?
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, let's get out of business now. Have you got it finished?
Your flag?
No, my jacket.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the flag?
The flag can wait. I got a man outside from Esquire.
All right. You want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now, about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm glad...
Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look! I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulets and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around.
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right, you want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made. Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final word on what is strictly out and what is in. How'd you like a banner made of pea green spots on simulated leopard skin? Or possibly a flag that features fleur de lis on ochre corrugated tin?
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just... run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
There's a feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's the patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah! Hurrah!
That's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or a brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or a brag. But
should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
That's Norman Brooks.
Sound the fife, beat the drums, be ready for the moment. Victory drums ever forward, patriots fall.
And America has always gone forward on the sound of marching feet to the military beat of drums, drums, drums. Helping to hold the banner high, stirring the hearts of her fighting men, this then is the spirit of 76.
What do you mean you're walking off the job?
Like I'm walking off the job, man. I don't have to work with that kind of square drummer.
Well,
man.
I don't see any
no,
reason
I mean,
why
when
we
I
can.
Accepted the gig, I didn't know I was going to have to play fife with the kind of moldy fig.
Well, we certainly
drumming
can.
Like what is going on up ahead there, man. No.
Moldy,
Now, the kid here is on second drums, and the kid is swinging pretty good, but we can't make it swing with that other cat, Dick.
You tell him, Bix.
Look here now, we're engaged in battle. The army's depending
well,
on you.
Well, too bad, man. Like, you're back here holding the flag. You don't have to walk next to him, you know?
Well, what exactly is your objection to the man?
Well, in the first place, anybody with a name like Yankee...
Doodle.
Yeah, well, the name says it, man, you know?
Yes, but what is the main problem?
Like, it's a toss-up between the drumming and the singing, man.
The singing?
I got a bandage around my ears, but it doesn't help much. It's a bad
song. Well, let's walk back up there and talk to him, see if we can't straighten it out.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, Doodle, the fife player and the other drummer want to leave. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
They're out of step with me, that's what's the trouble.
Is that true?
Oh, wow, he wants to play yep up 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 and it ought to go scoopy doopy doopy doo bow 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 yeah ooh ooh. Chicka-boom. Man, like you didn't say anything about that we were going to work up near the cannonballs, man. I mean,
well,
I thought we were working like a officers' club
dance, man.
Let's get on with the procession here, gracious.
Yes, now let's make an effort and play it like Doodle wants to.
Yeah, well, it's a drag.
Get on with the marching here.
Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding. There we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty. Everybody!
Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Keep it up and we'll blow the whole wall.
Mind the music and the step and with the girls behind.
I heard that.
Yankee Doodle came to town a-riding on the pony. He stuck a feather in his cap and called it back a pony.
Yes, sir! I'm a Yankee Doodle.
That's all, man. That's it.
I'm hip.
That's it.
Come on, pick up your instruments there.
No, that's it, man.
What's the trouble now?
It's a bad scene, man, right?
Bad scene, Bix.
Come on, you're holding up the whole parade.
Let's stop the bickering in the ranks here. Do you want the war to end on a note of triumph or disaster?
Like either way, man. Just so it swings.
Now look.
Scooby-Doo.
Let's reach a compromise here. Play it 8 bars your way and 8 bars Doodle's.
All right.
Crazy.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step and...
Okay, out of the way, man. Like...
Well, that was pretty rude. Hold it, people, please!
Pretty good there, Daddy.
You've influenced me a lot, Bix.
Yeah, well, you know.
Outrageous. You'll ruin the whole...
Down riding on a swing band, put a trombone to his lips and swung it mighty dandy. Yankee Doodle, play it loud. Oh, now play it soft. Bill's drums back there, Paul.
That is Jack Teagarden. Here's Nelson Riddle. Summer blockbuster.
Batman.
Neil Hefti wrote this.
Batman.
Nelson Riddle. music of the stars. Talking about Batman. This is the Gotham City Municipal Swing Band. Warner Brothers. See, we had Kim Basinger, Jack Nicholson, Pat Hingle, Michael Keaton. Now, Jack Nicholson, he made an unprecedented deal. He got a cut of the merchandise and box office. Good old Jack pulled in $50 million. More than anybody else in the movie. Annette Bening was supposed to be Catwoman originally, but she got pregnant. Michelle Pfeiffer took the part, and she learned how to use whips and did a lot of her own stunts. Danny DeVito as the Penguin. Talking about summer blockbusters over here. And one of them was Ghostbusters. 1984. Second highest grossing film of the year. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis. Music of the Stars, talking about summer blockbusters. Thank you. Michelle Legrand. There are some people the music industry cannot afford to lose. Michelle Legrand is one of them. Eddie Barkley arranged that. This is Jane Morgan, the music of the stars.
Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all I'd let you buy me. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any girl could be, as if the mirror had offered me the key to Paris. Another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time. May, tu-li-li-la, tu-li-li-la de May, non finirons. N'en finirons jamais de faire la fête au cœur des gens qui s'aiment, s'aiment. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, loved me once upon a
summer blockbuster movies. The picture was Grease, 1978. John Travolta, a bankable leading man. Olivia Newton-John. By the way, she was not a teenager. Olivia Newton-John was from Australia, brand new to film, doing well with a singing career. She made a picture, Tomorrow, in the 70s. It was a movie bomb. Nobody went to see it. Gene Shalit called Grease visual junk food. But ticket buyers showed up, and they showed up in droves. Brought in $9 million just in the opening weekend. The soundtrack was number one on the American charts for 21 weeks. Let's see, Stockard Channing, Frankie Avalon. Frankie Avalon is afraid of heights. And they made him go down a three-story staircase without a railing. So they put mattresses along the staircase in case he would fall to alleviate his fears. Remember the National Bandstand theme? That was filmed in Los Angeles in the summer. A high school, a real high school gym. No air conditioning. 5 days of shooting. John Travolta was actually in mourning. His great love, Diana Hyland, had just passed. Lost her battle with cancer. Died in his arms. Stockard Channing was actually 33. She played the teenage Rizzo. And by the way, those hickeys on her neck, they were real. Hickeys from Kaneki. Not much of a plot, but it's fun if you can identify with the 50s. And Danny Zuko, that was John Travolta, leader of the T-Birds at Rydell High School. Yeah, right. And Olivia Newton-John becomes the newest student at the school. Let's talk about E.T. This was another blockbuster. Picture with a lot of heart and a big hit from the minute it showed up. Of Cherbourg. Music from E.T., the extraterrestrial. John Williams. Thank you. summer blockbusters. 1915, the big movie Father of the Bride, with Spencer Tracy of Milwaukee and Liz Taylor. The bride gets the thrills, father gets the bills. A line from that. Salvador Dali, he created that dream sequence. Catch the picture, it's really worth it. And Liz Taylor was just 18 at the time. She had just gotten married to Conrad Hilton, Jr. The music of the stars. Here's a clip.
You can send it back.
Oh, Dolly, no one would take that back once they got rid of it.
You can send them all back. The wedding's off.
Okay, what are you saying?
Just that. I'm not going to marry Buckley. I found out something about him that's unforgivable.
What could have happened?
I don't know. Ellie, let me go.
Please, Pops. It's no use talking.
I'm not going to talk, honey. I just wanted to tell you everything's all right. Whatever you choose to do, it's okay with us, you know.
Thank you, Pops.
It was remade later with Steve Martin. Another good picture. Betty Hutton, Howard Keel, Louis Calhern. Annie, Get Your Gun. 1950. Just one day before Father of the Bride. Those are great days for premieres.
Oh, Pops, I couldn't.
It's all about Annie Oakley and her rival, her lover, Frank Butler. By the way, Howard Keel broke his leg. A horse fell on it during shooting. They wanted Judy Garland as Annie Oakley, but she was fired.
Some excuse, say that you're ill or something.
And if you wondered why you couldn't see the picture after 1974, until 2000, they were arguing all about distribution. And we paid the price.
Oh, you should have told me before.
Howard Keel, Betty Hutton.
You ever been away from home before?
Who, do I gotta leave home?
Oh, I think you'd find that quite fascinating, my dear. We travel all over the country.
Why, certainly. Have you ever been on a railroad train?
Uh-uh.
You know anything about show business?
Show business? What's that?
What show business?
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on.
The sawdust and the horses and the smell. The towel you've taken from the last hotel. There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you have that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they found a star.
Let's go on with the show.
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing out in front on opening nights. Smiling as you watch the benches filling. And see your billing up there in lights.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Even with the
turkey that you know will fold.
You may be stranded out in the cold.
Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Blockbuster Movies, 1955. Blackboard Jungle.
Rock around the clock, take one.
This was not the original. From Blackboard Jungle.
The next class.
Oh, what's the matter with this class?
How's this, Jockey?
Look at your records.
All right, just keep your hands off the records.
Beg your pardon? Come on, T, swing it. Play something.
No, Joshua's got a test for us. Right, Josh? You see, music is based on mathematics, and it's just that the next class is a little more advanced.
Well, we're advanced, Teach. Two times two is four. R4.
Besides, haven't you heard that music is soothing for the savage beasts?
All right, take your seats.
We're just crazy about music, ain't we?
Read, boy.
Hey, Mr. Edwards, Mr. Edwards, why don't you play a record, and then we'll all take the test, huh?
Sure, please. Oh, come on, Teach.
Well, all right. This is kind of a rare one. This is Bix Beiderbecke doing Jazz Me Blues.
Ah, how about some bop?
Yeah, bop is Teach.
Listen to this. Pay attention to that cornet. Beiderbecke came before James and Elman and Stephen.
How about Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, Frankie, baby.
Ah, Joni James. Come on, get with it, man.
Thank you.
That's the record that was smashed by Vic Morrow and all the guys in Blackboard Jungle. You only heard a couple of notes, but now you hear the whole thing. And here is another big blockbuster, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Only this one's in a major key, and stand by for news. The music of the stars. Sounds different. Almost like a love song.
Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. Star Wars. If they should buy wars.
That's Bill Murray. Stand by for news.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.